Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aarti Drugs Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhish Patil, Promoter and CFO, Aarti Drugs Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. On behalf of Aarti Drugs Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us today to discuss our financial results for quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023. On this call, we are joined by Mr. Harshit Savla, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Harit Shah, Whole-time Director of Aarti Drugs Limited, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results, press release, and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and on our company's website. Let me begin by sharing an update on the ongoing CapEx projects. The capital expenditure incurred during H1 FY 2024 amounted to rupees 109 crores, and it is projected that the total CapEx for the entire fiscal year will be between 250-300 crores. Notably, all of the CapEx plans, including Gujarat Saykha CapEx and Tarapur CapEx on dermatology, both of which belong to high-margin accretive categories, are estimated to be completed by mid of H2 FY 2024. Such projects shall lead to improvement in margins once they are commissioned and capacity utilization is ramped up. Now, coming to the financial performance, in Q2 FY 2024, our revenue stood at rupees 642 crores as against rupees 688 crores, a decline of 6.6%, mainly on the account of negative variance. EBITDA stood at rupees 77 crores as against rupees 74 crores year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin stood at around 12%. PAT stood at around rupees 40 crores and PAT margin at around 6.2%. For H1 FY 2024, our revenue stood at rupees 1,304 crores as against rupees 1,310 crores, decline of 0.5% due to lower selling prices as compared to last year. EBITDA stood at around rupees 162 crores as against rupees 142 crores last year. EBITDA margin stood at 12.4%. PAT stood at around 88 crores and PAT margin at around 6.7%. Now, coming to segmental performance, in the quarter gone by, despite the geopolitical uncertainties and macroeconomic volatilities, API segment volume grew by approximately 10% year-on-year basis, primarily led by domestic demand. However, revenues for the quarter declined by 6.2% due to downward rate variance. In the first half of FY 2024, API's revenue grew around 1%. Due to operational efficiency and input cost stabilization for majority of our products, gross margins have shown improvement and is expected to be better going forward. Moreover, export demand has been sluggish in some of the geographies for API in H1 FY 2024 on account of USD shortages, increased interest rates, and cautious spending by customers amidst global geopolitical tensions. We have witnessed a marginal increase in our operating expenses due to one-time buyback cost, which we announced in the month of July 2023, labor rate revision, across all our facilities and other expenses. Within the API business, the antibiotic therapeutic category contributed around 47%, antidiabetic around 16%, antiprotozoal around 17%, anti-inflammatory around 10%, antifungal around 8%, and the rest contributed around 2% for the total API sales of Q2 FY24. Formulation segment stood at ₹86.6 crores for the quarter, a growth of 5.0% year-on-year basis, with exports contribution of approximately 49%. Whereas in H1 FY24, revenue stood at ₹176.5 crores with growth of 5.3% year-on-year basis. Specialty chemical industry, globally the demand visibility has been big and there is some spillover of order execution of campaign-based products, specialty products into next quarter, which has impacted this segment timing. Coming to standalone performance for the quarter, the revenue for Q2 FY24 stood at ₹578 crores as against ₹625 crores, a decline of 7.6% year-on-year basis. The standalone business contributed around 87% to the consolidated revenue for the quarter. Around 67% of these revenues came from the domestic market and 33% from the export market for Q2 FY24. Domestic revenue grew by approximately 1% on value basis, while exports decreased by around 20% year-on-year for Q2 FY24. On consolidated basis, as on September 30, 2023, net debt stands at ₹589 crores as against ₹609 crores as on 31st March 2023. Whereas equity and total assets stands at ₹1,120 crores and ₹2,352 crores respectively as on 30th September 2023. Net debt to equity stood at 0.49 times, whereas net debt to assets stood at 0.25 times. In spite of short-term challenges, we remain optimistic about the growth avenues for our API and non-API business. All our growth plans shall enable steady growth over the next 2 years, basis the completion of ongoing projects, some improvements in the current manufacturing processes, and better utilization of current capacities. The pace of growth in exports is expected to continue in the formulation business. With this, we can now begin question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, primarily on the pricing of API segment, we have seen this is second consecutive quarter where the prices have been on the downtrend. So if you could comment on this, and is it across the portfolio or certain select API which are dragging the overall pricing of API segment?
Yes. So the overall pricing trend has been down. What we had seen, the raw material pricing had been stabilized from the month of February. But last 2 months, we observed that for few of the antibiotic products and some antidiabetic products, the prices of raw materials had gone down further. And subsequently, what we observed for our sales portfolio that for the month of July and August, the prices were stable. For the September month, the prices had gone down further. Having said that, our price rate, negative rate variance, quarter on quarter, means September 23 versus June 23 quarter, is approximately around 7.5%, -7.5%. Whereas if we compare September 23 versus September 22, the negative price variation, the price percentage rate degrowth is almost around 16%, -16%.
Understood. But at the same time, the volume pickup has been quite decent in terms of
yes.
Price impact. So is it to do more with the significant demand you're seeing, or is this more like a market share gain?
Harish, would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, partly market gain and partly domestic demand looks good this first two quarters. Yeah.
And just lastly, the raw materials which we procure are largely imported from China or more domestically obtained?
So usually it is a sound mix. Import is around 60% and domestic is around 40 to 45%. It changes from quarter to quarter, and out of total imports, around 80% is coming from China.
And even currently, as we let's say over past month or so, the still the prices are further going down. Is that the way to think about, say, for the upcoming quarter?
See, for few of the intermediate, for some products, we saw that the prices had gone down. But nevertheless, with the increase of crude, the prices of basic solvents like toluene, methanol, they are going up slightly.
Understood. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Rashmi Shetty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So again on, volume growth, in first quarter we have seen 18% volume growth, whereas in this quarter we have seen 10% volume growth only. So quarter on quarter, along with the price decline, have we seen a volume degrowth also? It has come off,
quarter,
right?
No, quarter on quarter, we do have a positive volume growth, actually. Of around 5%, roughly around 5%.
It's 5%.
But then the rate degrowth is there of almost 7.5%.
Okay, and in the coming quarters, like in the October month and the subsequent quarters, what is the trend likely to be? You're going to see, this time we have seen quarter on quarter decline in prices of around 7.5%. So are these prices supposed to fall further, or you feel that, somewhere it is going to get stabilized?
For the September quarter as well, what we have observed that the September month prices were slightly lower for the top few products, were slightly lower by 4% as compared to August and July prices. So taking into consideration, probably it's a very rough estimate that probably around 3% negative price rate growth can be seen in the December quarter with respect to September quarter.
Okay, got it. And related to your CAPEX plan, Tarapur CAPEX on dermatology and specialty is a brownfield project, and the Saika project which you are referring in the press release, is it for greenfield expansion for specialty chemicals?
Yes.
So out of this 250 to 300 crores, can you just give us a breakup, how much will be for the Saika project at Greenfield and how much would be for the...
Coincidentally, both the projects at Saika and the dermatology Greenfield project in Tarapur, both of them are roughly the same amount. So both of them would be somewhere between 350 to 400 crores combined, and it will be almost 50-50 split.
Okay, got it. And this Saykha project is expected to get completed, by which year?
Yeah. So we were hoping that we will be able to complete by December of this current quarter. But then there was slight delay in terms of equipment delivery, and because of rains also some part of civil work delayed. But nevertheless, we feel that by the end of January, we should be able to start the water trial, and then maybe 15 to 30 days later, the commercial production batch can also start in the month of February end or March beginning.
Okay, so just want to understand more on this. Like you have already mentioned that the demand for the specialty chemical is pretty muted, and there is a complete demand slowdown for most of the products. So we are putting up this brownfield plant will also get over by mid of H2. Greenfield plant will also get over by December. So we will have a lot of capacities, but we will not be really supplying the project. And will it take time, for the capacity utilization to run at full level?
Yeah, so the products which we are putting up at Saykha, they are absolutely different line of products. So those capacities will be for different products, not for the existing products. And moreover, whatever slowdown we have seen in specialty chemicals, that is mainly due to the inventory pileup. So we don't expect that sluggishness to remain more than a quarter or two. So definitely by the time we come up with capacities, the specialty chemical segment should be better. And moreover, if we see quarter on quarter, we have volume growth for specialty chemicals. Only year on year, it is slightly, it's almost flattish, but it is not that negative as far as specialty chemicals is concerned for us.
Okay. But this chlorosulfonation products will be manufactured in which plant? Will it be in your Tarapur plant or in the Saykha project?
So in Tarapur, we have two facilities. So in two of them, we manufacture the chlorosulfonation products, whereas the Saykha one will be totally different.
And the derivatives of chlorosulfonation will also be manufactured in Tarapur only?
Yes.
Got it. And the last question, if I may, related to your gross margin improvement and your EBITDA margin improvement, since you are foreseeing that, demand continues to be weak, in the next two quarters also, and the rate variance also is likely to be negative. We have done around 12% EBITDA margin in first half. So, what is the guidance which you give for the entire year, that is for FY24?
So the thing is, for the next half, we feel that the gross contribution should increase slightly, at least 0.5 to 1%. We hope that the contribution will improve for the next half of FY24. Where we have seen the negative side is that, quarter on quarter, June 23 to September 23, the manufacturing cost and administration cost, the percentage of that has slightly gone up. The reason being the selling prices have come down quite drastically. So that is one of the reasons. But a part of that is we are trying to offset by better volume growth. But plus there were a few other things also. At our factories, we have been improving processes of few API products. And while doing so, we had some negative, raw material costing, higher consumption for the last quarter. That also we plan to improve going forward. So all this put together, we feel that at least we should improve by 1% in the next half of FY20.
You mean to say around 13% sort of?
Yes.
Okay, and this includes your cost which will be coming from the new facilities also, that is Tarapur, both the facility and the Saykha project, because that cost will also be added, right?
Yes. A part of that is already been expensed, some
projects. Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhagwan Chaudhary from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. This is regarding, earlier we were expecting our margin to reach by 15% by the end of the quarter, end of the fourth quarter. So the question is that what, on the one side, we are looking there, there is a volume growth, while there is a pressure on the pricing side. So margins are not able to move from here onwards. So what is holding exactly us to take that pricing part, given the fact that volume growth is there?
Yeah. So one thing what we notice from our internal MIS is that the raw material prices have gone down more in terms of percentage basis. But they just came in, if you take GRN rate, based on that. So that those rates have gone down further, but then we have an inventory of almost around 94 to 95 days, you know, for that inventory to get accounted into P&L. So that is the reason why we see that there is slight squeeze in the gross contribution. So we do expect that the gross contribution will improve mostly. And the second biggest factor for us has been exports, the growth in exports because of global scenario. That has caused, that is something relatively new. It happened from this quarter itself. We saw significant impact of that on the numbers.
Okay. So what I'm understanding out of this inventory pricing, the higher pricing inventory was holding us so far, which is likely to normalize from the next quarter onwards, but the impact of that would not be more than 100 bps.
Correct. As of now, at least we expect 100 bps, but going forward, if everything stays, then probably we will try to achieve even better than that.
Okay, so let me put this other way. For example, in the next year, to reach the 15%, what are the circumstances and what are the conditions we are looking for?
One is the crude levels should not go up sharply from here. The current levels are still okay. There should not be much volatility in the market. And this geopolitical tensions, what is happening right now globally, that should ease out, because that means that definitely it impacts the business quite a lot in terms of transaction, ease of transaction.
Got it. And secondly, what is the status on this, our specialty project? Has that commenced first?
Yeah, are you referring to that Tarapur?
Yes, Tarapur.
Okay. So yes. So the thing is, we were hoping to start it by September end only.
Right.
And we were quite in line, except for very few days of delay from the instrumentation vendor. But then even that is done. The thing is, we had installed a little bit in detail, we had installed a titanium pipeline. So there was few leakages, so we had to take it out again and again give it to vendor. So because of that, it got delayed by a few days. Otherwise, by now, it should have been already started. So anyways, in October itself, we will mostly start it. And once we start it, we will give a press release on that.
Great. And on the salicylic side project, we are on track?
Yeah, salicylic side, by December end, we are planning to start the commercial batches.
Any update on the USFDA part?
Yes. So, yeah, there will be an update on that, actually. So, after the last response, what we had filed back in March, so we had done few follow-ups on that. Then we were able, in past month, we were able to speak with them on the phone. and so we asked them about the response part. So they said that the response is complete, so they don't need any more information as far as the response is concerned. However, by that time, they had not intimated their Indian counterparts to initiate the audit, but they told us that told us to follow up in this by the end of October or November or the start of November to check with them again. So most probably they will be intimating the Indian counterparts to initiate the audit, but it will be mostly an unannounced audit.
And that can happen any time from now onwards.
Any, yeah. So we are like ready. It can be a certain question as well.
Got it. Thank you. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions at this time. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Desai, I have unmuted your line. Kindly proceed with your question. As the current participant is not answering, we'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Chirag Dugli from DSP BlackRock. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. On the facility where there can potentially be a FDA inspection, has a mock audit been conducted already?
Yes. So the thing is, before giving the final response, just before that, we had done almost a week-long, 4 to 5 days or a week-long mock audit from two ex-USFD inspectors. So that report also we had submitted as a part of response to FDA. But nevertheless, almost few months have passed since that time. So probably we might think of having few more checks, you know, for the facility.
Understood. And Adish, assuming that, you know, let's say sometime in the future, this facility does get approved by the FDA, what happens over the next 6 to 12 months post that? Just if you can, you know, throw some light on what will be okay. The next steps for, as far as we are concerned.
Yeah. So there are couple of DMFs which are actively referred in ANDA. So those product launches will start. So that will be definitely positive. Then how it scales up, that is to be seen. But we are very confident about products like ciprofloxacin from that facility because there is a huge demand of that product in the European market. But because of FDA import alert, they also are not able to purchase from us. So even that business will kick off because our ED for the same plant, last year we had EDQM audit in around October or something. And that has been cleared now. So we had been issued the EU GMP certificate for this implant.
So you're basically saying Europe will open up rather than the US per se. US, you have two DMS, which you're saying...
Yeah, US will definitely open up, but then the thing is, the other businesses, then we will have to reinitiate. Two of them are already active, but Europe will kick off much faster than US, is what we believe.
Understood. And can you give us a sense of, for your chosen products, whichever you can come back in the market with, you're obviously selling them in the non-US, non-European markets. What is the kind of price differential, for example, in ciprofloxacin that you see in the European market or in the other two DMFs that you talked about in the US? What is the price differential versus your current realization in these markets?
Yeah. Harit, would you like to answer that?
Harit sir, I would request you to kindly unmute yourself and speak, please. We are not able to hear you, sir.
Sorry, I can repeat my question.
Harit, I was asking that Adish was indicating that two DMFs can be launched in the US, assuming that the facility gets approved today.
Correct.
So, in those products, what is the price realization difference in the US versus what we currently sell?
So in one of the narcotic products, price realization is almost 25% more than what we are selling in Europe also. And vis-a-vis domestic, it is around 35 to 40%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as some of these markets open up, you will it is obvious to assume that you will target some of these higher realization markets.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
Understood. And Cipro in the in European markets, how different is pricing over there?
It is in for example to give an example in ROW market we are saying around $23-$24, and in Europe we are saying at $35-$36, so almost 50% more because the low commodity, low value prices, low value product, right? So overheads are also high.
Understood. Okay, fair point. And Adish, in terms of capex, both these projects almost get done by the end of this year. So how are you thinking about capital expenditure in FY25 and beyond? And just some color around where that potentially will be.
Yeah, so one is if there is any spillover from these two greenfield projects, which can happen, that will be not too much though. Then there is a metformin expansion which we were planning, which might kick off next year. And plus, in one of the greenfield projects which is coming up, we have land parcel to bring up one more production facility. So all the supplementary amenities will be there, ETP, everything will be already there. Just the production block will come for one more product which is under R&D and piloting. That is again I would say that is a means a group of products which correlates with salicylic acid.
But it's a brownfield expansion.
I don't know. Means the thing is the production battery production plant could be greenfield, but then it won't require any means plot development cost or ETP cost or other utility or department cost, warehouse cost. But the plant will be absolutely new.
Mm-hmm. So what will be absolute, rupees crores capex in 25?
Okay. So it probably it won't crop. As of now, we don't see beyond 150 crores.
For both the projects put together?
Yes, for next year.
Understood. And just the last question on before this capex, these new facilities come through. As you look at the current facilities and the utilization, etc., what is the kind of what sort of utilization are we at on the existing block that we have on the existing facilities that we have?
Yeah, so the existing one we are slightly up by a percent or so as compared to June quarter. But it is still somewhere around 74 and 75%.
And what can we peak at, Adish?
90% is achievable. But then the thing is, in many of the cases, we have taken like 28 days. But on a safer side, you can say that 90% is easily achievable. And in some products, we can go 95% as well.
Understood. And what is the hurdle for us to reach this 90% potential?
We've been at
75 for a while, Adish.
The reason it is 75 for a while because we keep on expanding the we are constantly doing incremental expansions. So each time the new utilization is calculated based on the newer capacity.
Correct.
So that is the reason why it is going hand in hand. But once the greenfield capex, the greenfield project goes online, then suddenly you will see a little bit of dip because suddenly a lot of capacities will be introduced. So you will see a dip in the utilization. But it will be because of that.
Understood. No, so my question was on the existing ones, on the existing capacity or the existing gross block. if you were to think about how do we reach at 90% utilization in this, is it going to be usual linear growth that will bring us to that, or is there something?
For few of the products, we have already reached 90%. For few of the products. And for few of them, it is below. So the composite is coming to 74, 75. So as the product is becoming more and more and we get more regulatory approval, we are getting more and more market is getting open for few products. So in certain products, we have already reached that. But in certain products, it is lower.
Understood. And just the last question, I'm sorry about this, on harping this point, but this European market, you said that there is a market which is, you know, which is not available because of the FDA issues for us. Just if you can quantify how, you know, how much our utilization can improve if and when this market opens up?
It is all about gestation period, but I would say within couple of years, some of the one plant will definitely become full. We might have to do expansion in the adjacent. We do have some space to put up additional production line, production plant. So we might have to do that as well. Once it comes through, we will immediately start that expansion.
Understood. Okay, Adish. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Adish. Good afternoon. You're able to hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So my first question is, so what is the capex that, you know, we are likely to capitalize in FY24? And in last call, you had mentioned that in FY25, you know, we should be able to do 35-40% capacity utilization for the capex that we have capitalized. So are we on track?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm saying that what is the total capex that is going to be capitalized in FY24?
Capitalized, okay. So FY24, probably around, I'm giving a very, very rough estimate. Probably it can plus minus 200 crores or something like that.
Okay. And that will give us additional revenue potential of 500-600 crore, right? That's a right understanding.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And I think in last call, you had mentioned that in FY25, whatever capex gets completed in FY24 second half, we should be able to get to 35-40% utilization. Mm-hmm.
Give me one second. I mean, to answer your last question, give me one second. I'll just recheck. It will be like if both the project means if both if everything is put in place, probably around we can go to the level of 250 also means in terms of capitalization by the end of the year.
Okay.
So you are asking something else.
Yeah. So my question was, can we utilize that capacity to 35-40% as we were expecting, you know, the last quarter? Or you think that because of the environment that has changed, we would expect lower utilization next year?
So yeah, that much we do expect to utilize by FY25. One third probably we should be able to use.
Okay. A second question is, you know, again on margins, I think we were expecting around 14-15% margin by the exit of FY24, and you indicated that probably we'll end up 1.5% lower than what we were expecting because of the inventory changes, you know. So are we, I mean, I was under the impression that Q2 was the quarter where most of the high cost inventory will get accounted for.
Yes.
Looks like that something will spill over again in Q3.
Yes. What happened was, when we started the quarter, the first 2 months were really good. In fact, our gross margins improvement were almost by 150 basis points. Then I'm talking about the API and Spec Chem business. It went down and closed to only around 0.3 or something like that. The thing is, in the month of September, there was some price cut. Because there was a price cut now, that was a new price cut, which was not there before. If that price cut did not happen, then all the high cost inventory would have been already consumed in this quarter itself. Nothing would have left. Because there was another price cut in the September month, that is the reason why I'm saying it might push further.
Okay. Are we still holding on to 10% top-line growth guidance that we had given?
It would be slightly challenging, but because the way the rates have corrected, means, as I said, in September month, almost -17% rate variation was there. September quarter, September versus September.
Okay.
We'll definitely try to achieve anywhere between 5%-10% for the entire year.
One of the things that has been slightly challenging from market perspective is the international market, right? The export market for last two, three quarters has been pretty subdued. Are you seeing any revival or you think this kind of trend continuing for few more quarters?
Yeah. The export market is a new factor, which we did not account for when we gave the guidance of around 10%. Definitely that has impacted our guidance. September quarter, right now still all this because of geopolitical tensions, things look little dicey. If it improves, then we feel that it will definitely pick up because it cannot go so low as compared to previous years because we are adding new customers, we are adding new geographies. It has to go up. I think it is more of a temporary thing, and if the geopolitical situation improves faster, then the recovery will be much faster in the export market.
Is this the reason why export market is subdued in lot of other segment is because of the hangover of the inventory?
Yes. Mainly what happens is, Arjun, the interest costs have also gone up quite high in last one year, last six months especially, across the globe. Earlier, those people carrying inventory was not an issue because the interest costs were much lower. Now they also feel the pinch of carrying more inventory.
Okay.
Probably even that is impacting demand in near term. It won't be for longer period, but it is just till they normalize the inventory.
Overall channel inventory is coming down because of that, right? That's what you're saying.
That is just an estimate. I can't verify it, but that is how it looks like.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thanks, Adhish.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. To ask questions, participants, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Harsh from Marcellus. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, from what I understand, we're planning to manufacture methylamine-based products at Saykha.
Harsh, your voice has gone down. Hello?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. From what I understand, sir, in terms of new revenue growth drivers, we are entering into methylamine-based products. Could you give us some indication as to what will be our right to win in this product segment?
Yeah. The thing is, there is a lot of captive consumption for this because we are quite big in metformin. So more than 50% demand would be ours only from the entire project. And the thing is, we can sell to other players as well. And plus, there are two more products coming out from this chain, wherein few other group companies are also purchasing, procuring from outside. So we do have a demand visibility, and that is why we are pretty confident that selling the product won't be a challenge. The main thing would be to set up the quality of the product right and achieve the cost of production.
So what is the total capacity that you are coming up with and what will be our internal consumption rate, sir?
So as of now, we might come up with 60 plus TPD of capacity.
Okay. And sir, an earlier participant's question, you said that we'll be reaching 35% approximately utilization FY25. So that was for this capacity, right?
Yes.
So what is the constraint? I mean, why can't we reach, let's say, 60, 70, 80% utilization in the first year itself? What is the constraint here? Just trying to understand.
No, the thing is, the settling of process would be the major constraint. Once the process settles properly, probably we might revise that estimate.
Okay, got it. And are we planning to enter into this market in a much bigger manner? Because this itself is like a 2,000-3,000 crore market.
There is room for expansion for a little bit, but we will evaluate that further, means whether it makes business sense or not, whether the margins are there, what is the competitive landscape at that point of time, and then we'll take a call.
Okay, sir. Thank you. This was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Bismith Nayak from RW Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, one clarification, sir. The existing 650 crore run rate that we have on consolidated revenue, that is based on 75% utilization, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And whatever new capacity will come through, which will be available for us to ramp up at the beginning of FY25, potential of that would be 1,000 crore, right?
Approximately, longer term. Yes.
Yeah. And 33% of that, 1,000 crore can be done in FY25. That is also fair understanding.
One third of capacity utilization. So probably initially we might have more captive consumption for the Saykha plant. So we will update that guidance as and when the picture becomes more clear on that.
Understood. And the backward integration with regards to specialty chem that we will do from the new CapEx, what could be the gross margin benefit, sir, over long term?
Gross margin benefit. The EBITDA level margins definitely for spectrum products was upwards of 20%. So higher than company level margins.
Understood. Thank you. That's all from us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
So with this, I would like to thank everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. We appreciate your interest in Aarti Drugs Limited. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RT Drugs Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.